Time to have a chat to Adrian Botten. Adrian Bott's training partner, Gay Waterhouse, has made this day in Sydney, where they have the three group ones on the one day, her own. It's a phenomenal record. 7 wins in the Epsom for Gay Waterhouse, equal with her father, Tommy. 10 wins in the Flight Stakes, 2 of those with Adrian Bott, including last year, and 8 wins in the Metrop. Tomorrow they have chances in all three Group 1s, as well as a couple of nice horses heading to Flemington on Turnbull Stakes Day. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Do you ever look back at Gay's records and just shake your head as well?
Yeah, it's quite incredible, really, isn't it? You know, when you think about, you know, the success at that, you know, particularly at that top level for such a long time. So, yeah, in a very fortunate position, and hopefully we can, you know, do our best to keep that record intact.
Well, you may well be adding to the tally tomorrow. We're hearing that it's a heavy eight currently at Randwick, and it's most likely going to be between a heavy eight and could be worse if more rain falls. Is that what you're expecting and seeing at Randwick where you are as well?
Yeah, I think that's the case at the moment. It's just still continuing to fall, so I don't think there's really any chance of improvement, unfortunately. So looks sort of pretty set, and yeah, may deteriorate that little bit more.
How's that going to affect your runners in the Group 1s? We'll start with Sydney, and the Flight Stakes is the first of the Group 1s on the program, and your Zoo Star filly North Star Lass has been ultra consistent. There hasn't been much between the top 3-year-olds and what looks a pretty even Flight Stakes. Is the question mark with North Star Lass 1,600 metres on a heavy track?
I think she'll be strong over the distance. I always sort of felt she'd sort of given us that indication that she would be. And she's a lovely, strong filly. You know, she's against her own age and sex. So, you know, I think, yeah, I certainly think they're capable of doing it, even if sort of, you know, the breeding may not sort of fully suggest that. But she's given us that indication. And, you know, importantly, she's sort of really, really comfortable and seems to sort of excel in the heavy conditions. So, as you said, there's probably not a great deal between some of the fillies and the conditions. I think will certainly bring her into it. She won her Group 2 on pretty similar conditions. So they may just sort of work in her favour, I've said that.
You've got 2 chances in the Epsom. You've got Converge, who's up towards the top end of the weights. It is a pretty compressed Epsom this year. And then you've got Crosstalk, who gets in pretty nicely with 51 kilos. Who do you think's better suited tomorrow?
Look, just purely on the conditions, I would say Crosstalk. He excels in the heavy conditions. He's got a nice light weight, so he may be favoured by that. And obviously, sort of being deep into his preparation, a strong run mile will sort of really play into his hands. Converge has struggled a little bit this campaign on those heavy tracks, so we were hoping to avoid sort of a really testing track there on Saturday. But he's got a nice draw. He's improving, and I think we can see him improve sharply off his last run, and hopefully be that bit closer off a better draw.
You got 2 runners again in the Metrop, Grove Ferry, who was a really good winner of the Colin Stevenson last start. You've also got Sacramento with Tim Clark in the saddle, who's had 3 starts yet to place on a heavy track. So is that Sacramento's concern, or would you be with Grove Ferry as your top tip?
Yeah, I think obviously the timing for Grove Ferry probably a little bit better. He's coming through a race that traditionally we've had a bit of success coming through into the Metropolitan. It was an excellent win there last start. He's pretty versatile in the conditions. So he's got a bit of a tricky draw to overcome, but outside of that, he's come through the race really well and is in good shape. Sacramento is only sort of pulling apart that heavy track form this morning just to sort of see how bad they were, those heavy tracks. A lot of those came first up in his campaign when he may sort of not necessarily have been suited by the distance and a few other factors. So his record on soft tracks very good. So I'm sort of hoping to be a bit forgiving on the heavy tracks. He ran well at Newcastle, just second up. So he's open to good improvement, and he looks in great shape.
What about Scientist in the Dulcify? It'd be a big effort to come from a maiden to win the Dulcify, but he certainly got the breeding out of Gay's very, very good filly, Global Glamour. Do you give Scientist a good chance in the Dulcify at good odds?
Yeah, he's excellent. He's been training well. He's come on nicely from that win. Certainly feel we haven't seen the best of him. I mean, there's a lot of upside there. I guess the track will be the only query for a bigger colt like him. But I think he'll excel over the distance. But he's going there in really good order. So, hopefully we can see the best from him.
And we get to see the babies as well, and the Breeders' Plate and the Jim Crack. And yourself and Gay have got four really nice two-year-olds. Tarabo in the Breeders, and then three fillies, Perfect Proposal, Platinum Jubilee, and Sicilian, who are all well-favoured in the Jim Crack. Who's your best two-year-old, do you think?
There's a lot to like about the way the colt went about the trial. I thought he did it in a very professional manner and showed good acceleration and stuck on well, and he was open to good improvement off that. The trials on that day were... I think the track was soft enough, so that was certainly a little bit testing for a few of them out there. So hopefully that gives us some indication that the potential to sort of handle the track, but obviously it's going to be much heavier on Saturday. So a bit hopeful. But, yeah, they're all done well since the trials, and, they sort of put in a professional performance there and hopefully can take that to race day for us.
How good's your two-year-old filly in the Maribyrnong trial at Flemington, Aditi?
Yeah, she jumped out nicely. She's a nice, sharp filly. She's been improving nicely throughout the campaign, and very very typical of the breed. They're precocious, jump and run types of fillies. So she's been quite straightforward for us, and come through quite quickly and improved sharply. So I'm looking forward to seeing her debut.
You brought Knight's Order to Melbourne on a good track tomorrow in the Turnbull in the lead up to the Caulfield Cup. Can he run top three in the Turnbull at set weight conditions?
Yeah, certainly. I thought his run, their last start was excellent. He stuck on very well off a good tempo. And his first up win over the mile was excellent. So he's really feel he's training well and in good order this preparation. Obviously, he probably prefers that little bit further in time, but he can certainly be effective over the 2000. Naturally, at this stage, the Caulfield Cup looks to be a nice target for him. So, yeah, would love a top three finish to say that he's right on track and would be competitive in a Caulfield Cup for us.
And Major Bill ran well last start, but for those who took the short odds, they were probably a little disappointed. Will you go forward on Major Bill and make it a real staying test in the Superimpose, the last?
Yeah, I think he's got the speed to do so. Gets the addition of the winkers just to sort of help him focus and sharpen up and travel through certain stages. He's just sort of been racing a little bit in patches, but last start, it was more so that the track conditions that seemed to bring him undone. So an improving track will certainly be welcome for him.
Big weekend for the team, Adrian. Just give us your one best.
Tough in the conditions up here. But look, I'll go with Knight's Order down in Melbourne. I've been really happy with the way he's been training, and hopefully it's a nice race for him down there.
You'll be knighted if it salutes at $23. Good on you, Adrian. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Adrian Bott joining us there. Hey, Mark Stevens has just come bounded into the studio because, Steve, we've got some big breaking footy news.
Yeah, we have, Michael. Jordan Degoe, of course, has been in the headlines recently. He has re-signed with Collingwood on a five-year deal. So Jordan Degoe to remain
years
at Collingwood.
Did they keep the clauses?
Yes, the clauses remain for the first 2 years. So he has to be well-behaved for 2 years to trigger the final 3 years. So obviously there was haggling over those clauses. He has agreed to that. So good news for the Pies going into the Copeland Trophy, best and fairest count tonight.
It is interesting because that's exactly the same contract Matt Stewart's on here at RSN as well.
Do you think he'll reach that trigger?
I don't think so. Good on you, Steve-O. We'll have more with Matty Nevitt a little later. Big news for Pies fans. Degoe re-signed for another 5 years. Time for the news on the other side. Mick Sharkey in for Friday Form Focus.